Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I will be interviewing Shannon Law. She is a phenomenal individual, and I have a terrific treat today. She is a lady that I have the absolute pleasure of introducing, and she is known as the Detox Diva. She is the founder of Radiance Health Solutions, which is the only detox spa in the San Francisco Bay Area located in Campbell, California. This Detox Diva and her team provide leading-edge cleansing and detox programs to help people achieve health and vitality, lose weight, and have more energy in a natural way. She has been studying health and detox for over 15 years. Shannon has a psychology degree from Niagara University. She studied at the Optimum Health Institute and Hippocrates Health Institute, and is also a personal development great such as Tony Robbins and Landmark Education. She's a Mastery University graduate. She combines her extensive knowledge and experience of holistic health to help thousands of people achieve amazing health makeovers. She has a huge heart, amazing authenticity, is knowledgeable, credible, and powerful with a smile that will light you up. Please help me welcome the Detox Diva, Shannon Law.
Thanks so much, Tim. Thanks for having me. And for those of you that haven't quite figured it out yet, Tim is also my father. So thanks, Dad. I appreciate the introduction. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, I'm delighted to be able to do this. As I said, one of the your key friends out there had suggested that I get you on as far as a teleseminar several weeks ago, and now we're finally making it happen, and this is fantastic. I just want to say to our listeners here, Shannon, that you may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. She really has a very strong passion and skill set for what she does. And, Shannon, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do? If you could tell us, you know, your story there.
Sure. Well, I have always been really passionate about health, and specifically it started with me with weight loss. I've read everything I could possibly get my hands on weight loss and dieting and health since I was probably 12 or 13 years old. And my path started really with my own personal weight struggles, with binge eating and, you know, weight going up and down and being on every diet known to man. You name a diet, I had been on it, the Zone, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, and the yo-yoing that consequently went with that. And it wasn't until I found detox that I really felt like this was the answer that I was searching for. A friend of mine had told me, you know, you really need to detox and cleanse your body. And at the time, I didn't know what she was talking about. When she said detox, I thought she was talking about like an alcohol and drug rehab or something. And I said, I don't have an alcohol problem. I don't have a drug problem. It's food that's my issue. And she said, no, I'm talking about really cleansing your body from the inside out. You need to learn what to eat, what not to eat. You need to detox your system and get like a jump start and a fresh start. And I said, that sounds great. So she told me about this place in Southern California, and it was a whole detox resort, and people come from all over the world to heal their bodies, reverse major diseases, illnesses, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, all kinds of stuff. So I decided to go. I stayed for 2 weeks. I lost 12 pounds in 2 weeks. And more important than the weight was how I was feeling. I felt more alive and more energized than I had my entire life. I felt really spiritually connected and centered, and just this amazing amount of gratitude came over me because I was seeing people with major health challenges, you know, a lot more than needing to lose 10 pounds or something. So
what was the name of that place, Shannon?
Optimum Health Institute in San Diego.
Okay. San Diego.
And it's an amazing place. They have classes all day long that teach you, you know, all about holistic nutrition and how the body really works and what's really in the food that I thought was healthy. And I started cleansing and detoxing and eating more healthy foods and all of that, and just really kind of getting my life back. And I just got really passionate about what I was learning, because at that point I had been studying health and diet and weight loss for probably about 10 years at that point. And I thought I knew everything there was to learn about being healthy. And sure enough, I was in the classes and I was like really amazed with what I was learning. And I'm going to share some of those things with you today as well. So I was just learning, like I said, like how the body really works and just basic anatomy, basic information about what's in the food, like all the chemicals and hormones and pesticides and how that affects our body and how, you know, like it's easier to put on weight when you're putting those types of foods in your body. And so I just learned a lot and I got really passionate about sharing it with other people and I started telling all my friends about it. And then a couple years later, I decided to make it my business. And so here we are today, and I opened Radiance Health Solutions 2 years ago, and we're the only detox spa in all of Northern California.
Well, that's amazing. Your passion really comes through, Shannon. There's no question about that. And I have had the privilege of, coming over to your spa a couple times, but I have been out to California because, as you know, living here in Pennsylvania, we're across the country from each other. But I've been so impressed with just not only the quality of your work, but the quality of the team you've put together out there. It's just been just really incredible. And so tell us a little bit more as far as we can go to ideas and tips, or you can, you know, discuss a little bit more as far as, your pathway on this, or, you know, any direction you want to take, this is fine.
Sure. Let's go into some ideas and tips. I'll give the listeners a few simple little things that they can get started with right away. Number one, the first thing is water. Most people are not drinking nearly enough water. And
water
what happens...
Right next to me as we speak, Shan.
Good. Yay. Excellent. In fact, I have a really good story, actually, with you, Dad. Can I? Is it okay if I share your water
absolutely.
Story?
Sure. Go ahead. Tell us. Share that
story. So I was.
You've got to get
I was
the
working
the
background
with. Too, so that makes a difference. So.
Yes. I was working with my dad, who to me is like Mr. Fitness. And for those of you that know him, I think you would agree with that. He wrestled all through high school and college, and coached wrestling and coached, you know, every sport known to man. And, you know, so he's always been involved with athletics and coaching and sports and fitness. And so I'm thinking he's, you know, one of the healthiest people that I know. And he is very healthy. But I was working with him, and the subject of water came up, and I didn't even think to ask him, you know, how much water he's drinking, because I'm thinking he's really healthy and he knows about all this already. Well, so working with him, and I just had this intuitive hit to say, like, you know, how much water do you drink, Dad? And he said, well, you know, I drink when I get thirsty. And I said, really? And he's like, yeah, you know, a sip here and there. And with his wrestling background, they didn't want wrestlers drinking much water because, of course, then they would put on some extra water weight. When you're cutting weight, you're trying to cut out all the little extras. And in fact, most wrestlers get very dehydrated, and then that's how they end up cutting weight, which is not a healthy way to lose weight. So I started telling him more about water and the importance of it. Basically, most people are walking around dehydrated. So if you have things like aches and pains, headaches, migraines, weight gain, cravings, skin issues, digestive problems, constipation, all of those things can just be a result of dehydration and not drinking enough water. So as I was working with my dad, I was telling him this, and he's like, wow, that really makes a lot of sense. So he started drinking about a gallon of water a day, or about 3 liters a day. It's about 96 ounces. And he started feeling a whole lot better, you know, just a little more energy, which for those of you that know my dad, I don't know if he could have any more energy, but he just started feeling healthier, just feeling more alive, more mental clarity, more energy, all of those things. So water makes a huge, huge difference. So the amount of water that you should be drinking is about 2 to 3 liters a day. So that's one easy tip that everybody can get started with right away. And I suggest that you switch to a liter bottle. Get yourself a liter bottle, because if you're drinking all these like little cups throughout the day, it just feels like you have to drink a lot of water to get to your 3 liters every day. And then things like exercise, speaking a lot in the heat, if you're, you know, a mom and you're chasing after your kids all day, running a bunch of errands, doing things like that dehydrates you even more. So you want to make sure on those days that you're drinking even more water. So it's a minimum of 2 to 3 liters a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes total sense. And you're right, it has made a big difference as far as, you know, overall how I feel and everything. And I guess my body had just gotten used to, you know, not drinking as much as I really should have just because of, you know, what my background was and everything. But
mm-hmm.
obviously with the body is made up of, what, about 70% water or more?
70 to 90% water. I mean, our cells are primarily water. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So,
sure.
You know, when you get dehydrated, what starts to happen is those cells start to, like, shrivel and almost, like, shrink, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
you want to keep them really hydrated, and then that affects every system of the body, your brain, your heart, all the organs. Like, if your body is made up of mostly water and you're not giving it the water that it needs, you can see how that has a big impact on all of your functions.
Sure, sure. Well, Shannon, as you know, a lot of people when they say, well, I have plenty of fluids, you know, during the day, you know, I'm drinking, you know, sodas or I'm drinking coffee or whatever. What do you feel about something like that?
Well, that's a really great question because coffee and alcohol both are very dehydrating. For every
mm-hmm.
glass of alcohol or cup of coffee that you have, you need about 3 glasses of water just to subsidize that. And that doesn't count towards your 3 liters a day.
Mm-hmm.
That just gets
mm-hmm.
you back to ground zero. So you can see that, like, if someone is drinking maybe like a cup of coffee a day or maybe two,
mm-hmm.
you can see, and then maybe they're sipping water as they get thirsty, but they're not really drinking a whole lot of water. You can see how it's really easy to get dehydrated.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And then what happens is the body is actually the most dehydrated when you first wake up in the morning, because your body is
mm-hmm.
detoxing the most between the hours of 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. Your liver is working really hard. Your body is at rest, so the rest of your organs can really go to town and go to work. So when you wake up in the morning, you're actually the most dehydrated, and you'll probably notice that your urine is the darkest that it's going to be throughout the whole day. That's a
mm-hmm.
sign that you're dehydrated. So you want your urine to be a clear, like pale, pale yellow to totally clear. That means you're hydrated. And so what do most people do when they first wake up in the morning? They reach right for their coffee, right, while they're already dehydrated, and then they're drinking even more coffee. So, you know, like I recommend, coffee can be one of those things that's kind of tough to get off, and I can totally appreciate that. In college, I worked at a coffee house, and I was pounding triple mochas and all kinds of coffee, like it was going out of style. And once I learned this, I was like, wow, I really need to get off the coffee. So I just, little by little, you know, so first thing, like, cut the amount of coffee that you're drinking in half. You know, if you get like a, you know, a grande mocha at Starbucks, start getting a small one, you know, and that's a big step. And little by little, you just start reducing the amount of coffee that you're consuming and increasing
mm-hmm.
the amount of water that you're consuming.
Well, it certainly sounds like a good tip. Some other ideas that a couple other tips and ideas you could have on this, Shannon.
Sure, absolutely. So another really, really powerful secret that most people don't know, and this is really the key to having more energy, to losing weight, to feeling more alive, to having good digestion, all of it, just being an overall more health and vitality. It's called the acid-alkaline relationship. And basically how it works, for those of you that you may have had a fish tank or a pool, you understand about the pH balance. It's important to balance out the pH in that fish tank, otherwise the fish die, right? Well, the same thing happens in your body. You have a 0 to 14 pH scale in your internal environment, and your blood is really neutral at about 7.35. So the name of the game is you want to get in balance with the blood, because once you're in balance with the blood, the body's a self-healing organism. So if you cut your hand, it's going to heal on its own eventually, right? And the healthier
right.
you are, the faster it will heal, right? So the same thing happens internally. So
mm-hmm.
our system tends to be more acidic because of all the stomach acid in our body, which breaks down all the food that we eat. So that in and of itself is, there's nothing wrong with that. That's healthy. But the problem
mm-hmm.
is when we're eating all these acid-based foods. And
mm-hmm.
what I mean by that is meat, dairy, alcohol, coffee, carbonation. Foods mm-hmm. like that create all this acidity or acid in the body, and then disease just thrives in an acidic environment. In fact, weight gain is just, it's the result of too much acid in the body, and the body will actually protect itself and store fat to protect itself against all the acid in the system.
What you're saying, so basically, what you're saying is if a person is put on weight, it's because of the additional fat or whatever trying to protect the internal organs from all this acid?
Yes. So I don't believe in a weight problem. I say it's an acid issue.
If you reduce
the amount of acid in your body and you get more alkaline and you get in balance with the blood, the body, I mean, it's happened for me. It's happened for tons of my clients. As soon as we get people in balance with the blood, the weight literally just drops off their body. They're just like shedding pounds like crazy. They're like, I can't believe I'm losing this much weight, and I'm still eating, and I'm eating healthy, and I'm taking care of myself. And, you know, this is not about starving yourself or a diet or a deprivation at all. It's just about getting in balance with the blood.
And what kind of time frame? Because I know people, you know, when you talk about weight loss, Shannon, you're certainly hitting a hot button with an awful lot of people. Obviously, what kind of time frame have you? And I know you've got, about 1,500 different clients that you have or have had in your phenomenal business out there. What, generally speaking, if you could give a general timeline as far as how long it's taken for people to lose, let's say, a certain amount of weight, whether it's, you know, 6 pounds, 10 pounds, 12, whatever, you know, if you could just give kind of a generalization. I realize this can vary.
Sure. I mean, it definitely depends on each person, right? But I've seen people, just by working with us for 1 week of hydrating, eating more alkalizing foods, by cleansing and detoxing their system, I've seen people lose like 6-7 pounds in the first week of working with
us.
We have a 28-day detox program that we've had clients lose 40 to 45 pounds in 28 days.
Is that right? Holy
yeah, man. And they're eating. They're not starving themselves. Like, you know, they're nourishing their body from the inside out. They're cleansing and detoxing. So that's actually the third secret, is it's really important to detox your body. So before I get into that, I just want to clarify one thing. When I'm talking about the alkalizing foods, what I mean by alkalizing your body is more fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, grains, and greens. Mm-hmm. So you want to eat more of that and less of the acid stuff. And one little secret is to get yourself a good green drink. So what I mean by a green drink, it's a green powder full of spirulina, wheatgrass, algae, barley grass, things like that. And it alkalizes your system. Now, the problem with most green drinks is they taste like crap because it's spirulina and algae, right? So that's the problem. But I found a green drink that actually tastes really good. It's called Nano Greens, and we sell it at my spa.
It is very good.
It's great, isn't it? I give it to all my family members for Christmas and their birthdays. They ask me for it. They're like, Shan, can you send me some Nano Greens? Like, I have everybody hooked on this stuff. It's so good.
Yeah, it is very good.
You love it, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's tremendous. In fact, I've got to get some more from you. I'm running low here.
I know. I was just reminded I need to send you some more. So it helps to alkalize your body. So if weight is your issue, even if weight loss, it doesn't necessarily have to be your issue. Maybe you need to have more energy. You're feeling tired and sluggish. Your digestive issues are coming up for you. Like, whatever's going on for you, the name of the game is just to alkalize your body and get into balance. And so you do more of the alkalizing foods, more green drink, more water, and less of the meat, dairy, alcohol, coffee, carbonation. Mm-hmm. And then the third secret is you've got to detox your body. So when I'm talking about detox, I'm not talking about, you know, alcohol, drugs, that kind of thing. Although, you know, if you have those issues, obviously it's important to detox from that. But what we're talking about specifically is detox and cleansing programs that start to rid the body of all the accumulated toxins and waste that hang out in your system over years and years. The average person has 5 to 20 pounds of excess waste just hanging out in their colon. You know, and all of that waste, what's that?
5 to 20 pounds.
5 to 20 pounds, and people who are overweight have even more. Have even more waste hanging out inside of them. So the reason why those clients that I was sharing with you on the 28-day program, why they can lose 40 to 45 pounds, they're losing weight, but more importantly, they're losing waste.
Mm-hmm,
that is inside
sure.
of their system.
And then you're not only you're getting rid of that waste, which is obviously weighing you down, but you're getting rid of that excess weight that you're carrying around all the time. So you've got
absolutely.
To have more if you're not lugging that that bowling ball around or a couple bowling balls around. Sure.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So it's important to detox your system. There's lots of ways to detox. At my spa specifically, we do customized detox programs that have herbal cleansing kits and colonics or colon hydrotherapy. And there's lots of different ways. You could do fasting. You could go to detox retreats. You can do juicing. You can do raw foods. You can do all kinds of things. I think mm-hmm. the most important thing is to educate yourself and also work with a professional who knows what they're doing. Because mm-hmm. if you start getting into the detox realm and you don't know what you're doing, you can actually get sick, you could hurt yourself. Like, there's specific things that you have to watch out for when you're detoxing. So make sure you find someone who actually knows what they're doing. If you have any questions, I'm happy to help. And if you live in the Bay Area, then, come on into my spa and we can personally work with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. This overall has been great, Shannon. How could the people listening here, how could they contact you to learn more about how this program could help them?
Sure. So they can go to my website, Radiance, RADIANCE, healthsolutions.com, and solutions is plural, RadianceHealthSolutions.com, and the website explains everything. Like, there's a huge FAQ that explains all about colonics, all about detox. Every question that you could possibly imagine is on that FAQ. The website is very comprehensive. It lists all of our programs, all of our services, and even if you don't live in the Bay Area and you just want to get more information about detox and colonics and that kind of thing, it's a really great resource for people. There's all kinds of articles and information that will educate you in the proper way. And I even have, misconceptions, other false truths that are out there and what the real deal answer is to a lot of misconceptions that are out there about detoxing and colonics. So you can go to the website. You can also call the spa. The phone number is 408-213-9599 or visit the website at RadianceHealthSolutions.com.
Okay, well, very good. Could you just say that number just one more time?
Sure. It's 408-213-9599.
Okay. Well, Shannon, this has been great. I really believe you've shared some wonderful information here that's going to be very helpful, and I look forward to speaking to you, with you again in the very near future.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Okay. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.